Welcome to this message, brought to you by Christ Life Church Chicago, the Miracles and Winners Place. Please enjoy God's Word, brought to you through the ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Sojia Desoya. We pray that you will be richly blessed. Please stay tuned.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They spent 40 days, just 40 days, up and call your future in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I mean, there's just a step on the promised land. There's just a step on the promised land. And they give up. So, they decided to go back because of what they saw there, because of all the challenges they encountered, because of the kind of people they saw there, because of their mindset. There are people that are from wrong mindset. No matter what you tell them, no matter how you explain the scripture to them, they are determined in their heart to do the wrong thing. You cannot shame them. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
These people, they are just very close to victory, very close to success. They give up. Oh God. When I read that story, it's heartbreaking. The story of these people in that place can take your breath away. I'm telling you, can take your breath away. These are leaders of every tribe, leaders of the families. 12 leaders, 12 men. Men, don't take this for granted. If this can happen to these people, they saw God's miracles. They saw how God dealt with their enemies in Egypt. They saw those terrible temples. They saw how God brought them through the Red Sea. They saw how God turned bitter water. I mean, they saw so many of these things. They saw so many of these things that God did for them. Turning bitter water to sweet. With all this miracle, I mean, these people, they not got to a place, they just walk to the promised land. And they said, we gotta go back. When your mindset is all that, you lack seal to continue a journey. It's satanic. We all need to ensure that we keep the fire burning in our heart. You keep boiling. Let your vision, let your passion, let the determination to succeed in life keep your heart boiling for success. Be zealous. Be determined. There is no one who is not going to face challenges. There is no one that the road will be so smooth. These people, they saw how tough it was for them to leave the land of slavery. And they got to a place that God has, he had promised them. If God will promise you anything, that will give you the enablement to get whatever he has promised you. But physically, God will not take out all the challenges. You will see those challenges there. Physically, most of the battles we fight, most of these battles are in the spiritual. You understand now? And God is spirit. You do not allow yourself to be moved because of what you see. Because anything you see is temporal. Do you understand now? Anything that you see is just temporary. If you pass away, what you are seeing now, what you are going through now, is a phase. It will pass away one day. And if you trust God, if you depend on God's faithfulness, you will look back. You will have testimonies to give. I can tell you that because God is faithful. If he said he's going to do something, come rain, fall, come sunshine, come problem, come difficulties, God will see you through. Tell somebody, God will see you through.
God will see you through.
I want you to ask my mothers here today, how easy it is to get pregnant? Ask them. How easy? How to put that thing there? Sometimes I have seen a case where I've had it. In fact, there was a time when this commercial vehicles in Lagos, the lady put something on her tummy. You know this place, you have it right. If you come to say sometimes, they will not even give preference to pregnant women. They will rush and rush and rush them. They just want to get inside. And this lady got inside, big tummy, and she put something on her tummy. And she runs through them. Just as I said, God, I thank you, I got into this place. You know, I'm not talking down my country, but sometimes Because when they want to get train, they just stand there. Train will come. This train 5 minutes. This train is 5 minutes. This is now 6 minutes. It's not coming. Be grateful to God. Amen? Don't let us move over to that side. Don't let us go there. So this mother put something on her tummy. The thing just fell off. She said the baby kicked it out. The baby in the womb did what? Kicked it out. You don't know why they pass through. Sometimes they want to sleep, they sleep at this side. Again, it's one when you can't see this side. Sometimes there will be what they call forced labor. You rush them to the hospital. Doctor will check and say, the dilation is less than 1 millimeter. Go back home and go and rest. We'll call you back. You woman will take it again. Bring it back home again. Tell you God, God, when it is going to be. But it's a mess. So the baby is coming, the baby is going to come out. And you say, wow, here I come, here I come. Everyone will be rejoicing. The father will be coming around, making calls. Amen. She did it happen again. But it's a mess. Now, if women are thinking of what you pass through for that 9 months, and tell their husband, don't come near me. Don't do what? Now ask yourself, ask somebody, how will you be here? Ask somebody. How will you be here? One time I sat down and said, what if my mom told my dad? Because I'm like the sixth out of 9 children, number 6.
They caught the
conditions to be there. This man, today is Father's Day. Our men will not be like that in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Our men will not be evil influence on our generation in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So, because of the fact that they said they will go back, look at what God said. Look at what God told them. Numbers chapter 14, I want to read verse 34 to 35. Just give me another 5 minutes or so. I'm going to end this message. According to the number of the days in which you spy out the land. How many days did they spy the land? 40 days. 40 days for each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year. Namely, 40 years. And you shall know my redemption. That is, you know how it, what it means for God to redeem somebody. You know.
Offensive
rejection of me, I will reject you too. And when I was reading, you think about it. One thing is that if it has taken them 100 days to go and do their assignment before they turn you back, maybe it would have cost them 100 years to get to where they just spent 40 days to go. Are you listening to me now? What if those spies, after they got to Canaan, they sat down there, forget about Moses for now, forget about Aaron for now, let's enjoy ourselves. And they keep enjoying themselves, and they spent extra 10 days before they come back. And everything total 50 days. You know, to have cost them 50 years. But we thank God for this price. They did something good. They went briefly, and they came back what? 40 days. Now that 40 days turned to 40 years. Let me now conclude with this one. You see, those people that brought people report 10 spies that scare off the congregation, that made the members of these people to rebel against God. You know their portion? Numbers chapter 14, verse 36. Numbers 14, verse 36. Now, the men who Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report of the land. Verse 37, those very men, say after me, those very men, who brought the evil report about the land, died by the plague before the Lord. You see the evil? You see the reward of not working with God? The spirit, the enablement, the power to walk with God, to bring your destiny to pass, will be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When people refuse to listen to God, when they refuse to walk with God's rules and regulations, they die. The same thing. If you're supposed to give your life to Christ, you get the opportunity, you fail to do it, the result is what? Death. So if you are not giving your life to Jesus, will you please do it today? And if you are giving your life to Jesus, will you please continue in this race? Because the result of not following the rules in the scriptures is death. But look at verse 38. Look at verse 38. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh remained alive. Oh, your destiny will remain alive in the mighty name of Jesus.
Come on, what am I going to say, brother?
Those who brought good report, two of them, they did what? Yeah. They remained alive. Those who failed to give up, those who said we are able to do it, those who said we are able to go back to the land of slavery, they remained alive. When you don't give up, you win. When you don't give up at the core of your family, when you don't give up at the core of your destiny, when you don't give up at the core of God's purpose for your life, you win. When you don't give up on the journey God bless your feet to walk, you win. All of us in this land, when we refuse to give up on the opportunity that God has given us, we win. All of us in the profession, it is hard. When you don't give up, you continue to walk at it, you never attend, you pray for God's grace and favor to see you through. What happened to you?
You win.
You win. Don't give up. Tell somebody, don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't do what?
Don't give up.
Allow God to work this out for good for your life. Father, we bless you, worship you today. We honor you for you are so wonderful. Thank you because today is Father's Day. We celebrate our fathers. We pray, oh God, that the power to continue, the power not to give up, that you grant our fathers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, the strength to continue to work this out for your for the good of their families, Father, grant them the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name, O God, forever. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
Worship us on Sundays at 11 a.m. with Sunday school at 10 a.m. Our Wednesday Bible study starts at 8 p.m. and our monthly night vigil starts at 12 midnight on the first Friday of every month. Call us today at 773-936-1348 or visit our website at www.christ-life-chicago.org. The church is located at 89272-9 South Houston Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. We hope to see you soon.